بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected elders and brothers, we are reaching the last 10 days soon of Ramadan. As we discussed a few Jumas back, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the three different categories of Ramadan. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ First portion of Ramadan being Rahmah, second being Maghfirah, and the last portion, عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves Muslimin from Jahannam. From the different a'mal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the ahadith, we find four different actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he used to stress upon in Ramadan. First of all, excessive reading of La ilaha illallah. Excessive reading at all times, La ilaha illallah. Secondly, making dua and tawbah, sincere tawbah at all times. Thirdly, asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah. And fourth, asking pardon from Jahannam. As I just said in the hadith, وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ The last portion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept specially for saving people from Jahannam. Today, we look, when we hear about Jahannam, it has become just a routine thing when we talk about Jahannam. But rather we should look into the consequences and what is Jahannam. We're talking about the Jahannam which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam that, O Jibreel, how did Jahannam start? In the hadith it comes, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam replied and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he started the fire of Jahannam, for 1,000 years he kindled it till the color of the fire became red. After 1,000 years, another 1,000 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kindled it until it became yellowish. 2,000 years and another 1,000 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lit it till it became black. And now the situation is such that daily the Jahannam, the flames of Jahannam exceed. We are talking about the Jahannam which once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Jibreel, go to Jahannam and go get some fire for Adam, for the world, which he can use in his daily necessities. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam went to Jahannam and told the angel in charge at the gate, the Malik of Jahannam, that, O Malik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you for you to give me just a portion, just a small flame of Jahannam, so we can give Adam so he can use in his daily necessities. Malik of Jahannam replied that if I have to give you even that much amount and you take it out from here, in a few seconds the seven heavens and the seven earths will just become dust. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him, then make it just a quarter of that. The Khazin of Jahannam told him, if I have to give you just that much amount and you take it out of here, then forever and ever not a single drop of rain would ever fall on earth. Not a single drop of rain will fall, and not even one tree or any plantation would grow again on earth. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told him, Ya Allah, this is what is happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that, tell the Malik of Jahannam to give you just a small atom, just an atom from the fire of Jahannam. The atom was taken out. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took it to the rivers of Jannah and he washed it 70 to 80 times in and out of the rivers of Jannah. And after that it was taken and put at the time on one of the mountains on earth. And when it was put on the mountain of earth, that also became dust in a few seconds. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it back to Jahannam and threw it back into Jahannam. And the effects of that smoke, that is what we use today in front of us. Khair, we're talking about the Jahannam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves from it. We can see how severe it is. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Hijr, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Laha sab'atu abawab, Likulli babin minhum juz'un maqsoom. Explaining Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it has 7 gates. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel that how is the gates of Jahannam? So Jibreel said that there are 7 gates of Jahannam and 7 different categories and levels. The distance between each level is 7,000 years. 7,000 years distance between each level. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him, he said that how is it categorized? So Jibreel said, from the seventh, on the seventh level will be the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen are going to be right at the bottom, beneath the fire. So the first, on the seventh level will be the munafiqeen. Then he said on the sixth will be the mushrikeen. The mushrikeen will be on the sixth. On the fifth will be the majusiyin. Majusiyin meaning the fire worshippers. On the fourth will be the sabi'een. Sabi'een was also a group which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئُونَ. Many mufassirin have said the sabi'een were those who used to worship the stars. On the third will be the Yahud. On the second will be the Nasara. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam kept quiet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, why have you kept quiet? Why are you not telling me who's going to be on the first stage? Then Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just kept quiet and turned away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on asking him again and again, oh Jibreel, please inform me. Please tell me who will be on the first level. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on asking, then finally Jibreel said, if you really want to know, then I will let you know. Then he said that those people from your ummah, those people from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be indulging themselves in the major sins, those who will indulge themselves in major sins and then die in a state of not making tawbah, they will go on the first level of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instantly heard this and he fell unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell unconscious. After a while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came conscious and said to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, you have exceeded, you have increased my worry now. You have increased my worry for my ummah. Is it really going to be that much? Is it really going to be so that my ummah, a certain group of people from my ummah will go on the first level of Jahannam? Jibreel said, yes, those who will engage themselves in major sins and then die in the state of not making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried a lot. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam also started crying with him. After a while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Jibreel, I cried for my ummah, but your crying doesn't make sense. You are an angel. You are an angel. You are free from sin. You are free from any wrong. Why is it that you cry also with me? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said that I worry also that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't test me also in such a way like how he tested Harut and Marut. We know the story of Harut and Marut. Two angels were sent down to test them and they were clear from sin. But then when they came into the world in the form of human beings, they got mixed up into guna and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am also worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not take such a test of mine also in which I fail and which I also have to end up in Jahannam. So we see from this hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was told that those people who die from your ummah not making tawbah from their sins, they will go to Jahannam. So this is the time of Ramadan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have allocated this portion of the month specially for freedom from Jahannam. Another, coming back to another a'mal of these last few days is the a'mal of i'tikaf. I'tikaf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make i'tikaf every year. And the year in which he passed away, for 20 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in i'tikaf. It comes in the riwayah of Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Sa'id Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, that I have made i'tikaf on the first 10 days of Ramadan. I've made i'tikaf on the first 10 days of Ramadan looking for the night of Laylatul Qadr. But after the first 10 days, I was told that it is not in these days. Then looking for it further on, I made i'tikaf in the middle portion of Ramadan. And after that portion got finished, again I was told that Laylatul Qadr is not in these nights. Then I was told by a Nabi in Wahi, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Laylatul Qadr in these last few nights. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that I made i'tikaf in the last 10 nights, and I was even told which night it was. And then in another riwayat it comes that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to tell the Sahaba that which night is Laylatul Qadr, and there was a certain argument going on between two people which became the cause of forgetting the day of Laylatul Qadr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in that hadith that I remember myself prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire night in which he was told it was Laylatul Qadr, and because it was raining, and you know the situation of the masajid that time, it was all sand, so it was a lot of mud. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he woke up in the morning Fajr time from sajda, there was sign of mud on his face, and then he was told that this was the night of Laylatul Qadr. In another hadith we find of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are looking for Laylatul Qadr, look for it in the last 10 days of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights. And from there, again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it much easier, by which he explained and said, from the last 10 days, فَلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنَ الْوِتْرِ, look for it in the odd nights, 21st, 25th, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th onwards. And then, the night before Eid, which we'll talk more about inshallah next week, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, via Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, the night before Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone. I'tikaf is such a thing, is such an amal, by which if a person stays in the amal of i'tikaf, he witnesses that 24 hours he is staying away from the normal sins that he can easily get indulged into. First of all, because he's staying in a masjid the whole time. And the other thing is the concern and worry he has that he's in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best way that a person can stay away, this is in the riwayat of Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'takif ya'takifu anil dhunub. Person staying in the i'tikaf is not just staying staying in a masjid for a few days and reads a few salah and a little bit tilawah and goes back home. It's not that. The main reason is that staying away from sins becomes very much easy. Staying away from sins becomes very much easy by the amal of i'tikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give ability and amal, an ability of making amal of the i'tikaf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a tawfiq of becoming from those. In the hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. There's lots and lots of عُتَقَاء مِّنَ النَّارِ, people getting saved in the month of Ramadan from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just forgives everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write our names in those people who will be forgiven. And let us take maximum benefit of the remaining days of Ramadan in whichever way we can exceed our ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد روي في حديث الصحيحين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اعتكف في كل سنة من رمضان وفي السنة التي توفي اعتكف 20 يوما وفي رواية أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال التمسوا ليلة القدر في أواخر العشر وفي رواية التمسوها في الوتر من الأواخر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال عز وجل شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال الله عز وجل إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، فعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم، فاستغفروه إنه كان للأوابين غفورا. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.